breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Dean Henny, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up later on in the program. Ravens taking on the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo coming in undefeated, a 3-0. Impressive win this past Monday night against Jacksonville. Let's talk about that offense, Vinny's Film Study.
Yeah, let me just talk about Josh Allen a minute. He's 54 of 72 for 634. He's completing 75% of his passes. They're averaging 8.8 per reception, a long of 33. 7 touchdowns, no picks, only 2 sacks. 133.7 quarterback rating, 17 rushes, 85 yards, averaging 5 yards a rush, long of 13, with 2 rushing touchdowns. Most importantly, 9 first downs rushing. That's a big thing. And he is the key to their offense. He is the offense. He's the key. He's the driving force. He makes it tick. And if they're in a tight game, like the Miami game was not tight at all. I mean, they were blowing them out from the get-go. He rushed it twice. But when they need a play and things are tight, he's going to run the football. And their offense, let's just talk a little bit about the O-line. I don't think the offensive line's very good. They're not good run blockers. They're not very physical. They don't knock you off the ball. Deion Dawkins, the left tackle, Ravens got to take big advantage of that guy. He's a big guy. He doesn't move well. Doesn't knock people off the ball. That's one to take advantage of. Another one to take advantage of, the center, Connor McGovern. McGovern, number 66. I think that Pierce and Travis Jones should dominate that guy. They should not be able to run the football against them because their linemen do not knock people off the ball. They're not that physical up front where the Ravens are. The Ravens are big and strong up front, and they should not allow them. Dalvin Cook should not, or
James Cook.
James Cook should not be able to. They should not be able to run the ball effectively against the Ravens.
Dalvin's brother, we'll point that out.
Yeah. I thought, like, the right guard, I don't really like any of them run blocking. Spencer Brown, I thought, was probably the right tackle. Thought he's probably their best pass blocker. But they're not great pass blockers either. And that's why I think Travis Jones or whoever lines up over the center, they're going to be able to get pressure on Allen. They're not dumb. I mean, they know their O-line's not great, so what do? That ball's coming out quick. Extremely, and they'll throw to the backs. They'll throw to Shakir, number 10. They'll put him in the slot, little quick guy. You know, he's got 14 catches for 168 yards. He's got 117 yak yards. So that they like to get him the ball. And James Cook, he's got 8 catches, and he's got 89 yak yards. And the other one, Kincaid, tight end, he's got 11 catches. He's got 89 yak yards. So that's what they base their pass offense on, is yak yards. Because if I'm the Ravens, I'm playing tight man, and I'm saying, we're better than you. Beat me.
Like, Coleman's a good receiver, but he's not a burner, right?
Nope. And I think, like, if Stevens is playing him, Bobby, he eats him up all day. You know, I mean, Coleman may make a catch because Stevens doesn't find a ball. But the Ravens' defensive backs are better than the receivers from Buffalo. And the Ravens' D-line is better than Buffalo's O-line. The key to all that is well, Josh Allen, he's going to get the ball out quick. They're going to run bubble screens. He's going to throw to the backs. They're going to run the back up the field on deep throws, you know, a wheel route. And then they're going to run a lot of rollouts. He's going to roll out a bunch of times to get him away from pressures. And then he may run it. And if you don't put a guy in the middle of the field, that back foot hits on the pass, he's going right up the middle. So that's the thing that makes him so dangerous. It's not the receivers don't scare you. None of that. Josh Allen scares you because he can make any throw. He can buy time, and that's what he did against Jacksonville. Buys time, and he hits guys in the end zone, kind of like Lamar does, same type thing. And then he can be, and you better be ready to tackle him because he's a big man, and he'll run over you. But, I mean, that's, you know, their tight ends, Kincaid, they're good players, but They're not as good as likely at Andrews, but they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll catch the football. But Shakir is the guy, because I kind of, he's their middle of the field guy, and Kincaid. They're going to attack the middle of the field because the Ravens haven't been great in the middle of the field. So Marcus Williams and Hamilton and Roquan and Sims, they're going to have to step up because they're going to test the middle of the field. That's what they're going to do. And I think that the Ravens can make them one-dimensional, Bob. I mean, I'll be disappointed if they can run the ball on them because they're averaging, let me see, Buffalo is averaging offensively, rushing, they're 11th, and they're averaging 4.1 per carry. So their rush yards are averaging 120 yards a game. You know, and I would think, take away Josh Allen, you know, but I would say Cook and whoever else, they shouldn't allow him over 60 yards, Bob.
Now, we'll get into a full-on stat breakdown tomorrow.
Yeah.
Allen's only been sacked twice through three games. And here's a big one, Vinny. No turnovers. No picks. He's fumbled once but did not lose said fumble. And where does he usually get himself and the team in trouble?
Turnovers.
He starts turning that ball over, but three games. His quarterback rating's what, .133?
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing out of his mind right
and
now.
He hadn't been, and he doesn't get sacked.
Yeah,
and his O-line stinks.
Yeah.
But like I said, Bob, they know what. That's why, you know, one of my keys we'll talk about tomorrow, the Ravens got to tackle well. Why? Those guys, they make their yards with their yak yards. If you tackle well, they're not going anywhere because they're catching it short because they know the O-line is not going to do anything. So that's why the ball's coming out extremely quick.